greening has become an issue, and we were positioned as that became an issue. We've actually planted many, many acres of additional grove that we're doing a lot of. We saw results today out of psyllid, some of the psyllid management. We did also cover the variety areas and the plant improvement, and there's a lot of really, especially Dr. Grosser's rootstocks sound, that's something we've established here, but he has in other locations we're real excited about. Of course, we touched on nutritional trials. That's been an ongoing kind of a large scale. We have taken our large scale trial and gone into younger trees. We think that's going to be real good place for the growers to come and look. They want to see how the different nutritional programs are working. I pointed out during the day, I was really looking at Google Maps trying to figure our route for the field day today, and I saw that nutritional trial stick out like a sore thumb. I said, well, even though we just started last summer, there's something going on with those nutritionals, because we have an area that wasn't receiving nutritionals, and you can see it from Google Maps at whatever altitude that is.
Some good growth already.
Right. Even in this short time, visually, we're seeing a response. And again, we have seven different nutritional programs, and definitely all of them, at least looking at them right now, the growth looks better than an adjacent area that was not getting nutritional treatments.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.